Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good. In your nonprofit, who has the greatest influence? The ability to help initiatives go well. The power to bring down an organizational culture. It's likely your people managers, and here's why. They sit in the middle of the organization. They hear from both the senior leaders and the support staff. When they are all in, they can influence their teams, and when they aren't, well, they can influence them then too. When they have the skills, they can develop their teams, and when they don't, well, they can't. They are critical to your organization. And I've heard from several nonprofits that they are focused on developing their people managers this year. But how do you know what to focus on? That's what we are going to explore on this week's episode of Learning for Good. Let's dive in. All right, let's get to it. You are ready to invest in your people managers, but how do you know what skills they need? Today, I want to discuss three ways you can identify the skills your people managers need. Ready? One, look at employee engagement data. Two, ask. And three, do some external research and compare. Let's take a closer look at those. So one, look at employee engagement data. If you are running employee engagement surveys, you have data. And this can be a wealth of information. Generally, employee engagement surveys are intended to help you understand your staff perceptions of the organization. It can help you shape your organizational culture and build trust. And you can also use them as a benchmark over time to see how things are changing. But if you have this data, it can also be used to inform learning needs. The data can help you see what your staff are experiencing, what they are struggling with, what they are excited about, and how well they work together. So for example, you may have a question about how satisfied your staff are with the communication they receive, and the responses may reveal a need for improved communication skills in your people managers. Or you may ask a question about how well they are able to work with others in the organization, and you may recognize a need to develop project management or facilitation or collaboration skills in your people managers. But you only have that information if you have the data. So if you're running employee engagement surveys, go now and take a look at that data and see what you can pull from, what you can use to identify the skills that those people managers need. Now, the second thing is to ask. Talking directly to your people managers can be powerful. Schedule one-on-one interviews or focus groups or run some surveys to gather information directly from them. You can use questions like, what are you doing really well as a people manager? And they can tell you, they can reflect and tell you what they think is going well. What has been challenging for you? And listen to those challenges and what underlying skills might be causing them to experience those challenges. What resources do you wish you had? Again, some of it might be tangible things within the organization or budgetary things, right? But some of it will probably lead you towards skills. What advice would you give a new people manager? Now, this gives you a little bit of insight into how they view the role or what they've learned along the way that maybe you can already start to develop in new people managers. Listen to their responses as you ask these types of questions. Ask follow-up questions as you need to, and then compare those answers to identify themes. So if you've talked to 8 people managers, compare their answers to see if they're all kind of saying similar things, and then you can start to pull those themes out and use those to identify the skills that people managers need. Now, I'm talking about asking your people managers directly, but you can also ask their supervisors what their people managers are doing well or what is challenging for them. You can also ask those people managers direct reports. Hey, what are your people managers doing really well? What has been challenging? And you'll get some different insights, which again, you can then compare those answers to identify what skills are going to be needed for the people manager. Now, the third thing you can do is some external research and then compare. So when we look externally, we can start to see research reports and blog posts and articles about all the trends that are happening in staff development. And that can be valuable information. You can review that research, identify what's relevant to your nonprofit specifically by comparing their research to what you found in your employee engagement surveys or when you were talking directly to those people managers. I don't recommend external research alone, but it can be really valuable when you compare that with the context of your organization, which is why I say do the research and then compare it to what you already know about your nonprofit and the needs that your people managers have. So there you have it, 3 ways you can identify the skills your people managers need. Was this episode helpful for you? Leave a review so I know what content resonates with you. Do you know someone who would benefit from this episode? Share it with someone you know in our field. If you want more content like this in the future, hit subscribe. And if you're ready to connect with your nonprofit L&D colleagues, join the Nonprofit Learning and Development Collective. I hope to see you there, and I can't wait to see you next time on Learning for Good. Hey friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are 3 things you can do. Hit subscribe. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right, turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.